Amen, peoples of God. I thank God for each and every one of you. He is a on-time God. Somebody go ahead and shout it out. Yes, yes, he is in your house, in your living room, or wherever you are. We just give God the blessing for what he is doing in our life, especially our brothers and sisters all over the world. We just thank God for you, my God, and each and every one of you. Listen, I got a word for you today. I got a word for you today. But I want you to do something for me. Somebody, while you're on, just go ahead and send a text to somebody, family, friend, or whatever that needs to hear something, my God Almighty, and hear a word from the Lord. I truly believe that God has something with your name on it. Somebody come and talk to the brother for a minute. Amen. We just thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. We thank God for each and every one of you. I got a question. Are you keeping on keeping on? Amen. I'm a show enough. Going to keep on keeping on like that. Show enough. Show enough. Who's the master? Show enough. Amen. That's an old back hit back TV series. Amen. But nevertheless, we just give God the praise. He's an on-time God. He don't show up when we want to. He may not show up, my God Almighty, in your situation when you call on him. But I'm telling you right now, long as you in position, long as you hear from God, things going to work out for it good. I'm just not telling you this. I live this. Amen. We see this time after time, day after day. But you got to keep making improvements in your life and keep growing into the things of God. I'm telling you. And it's surely... Surely will be a blessing unto you. We just give God the glory. Listen, we're going to get ready to go into our broadcast. Hey, man, I can't wait to share this word with you. Hopefully our latecomers get on, amen. And we just give God the glory. But before we go, we're going to get our very wonderful Mother OG to just come on in and just give us a warm welcome. But I just need her to press 1 on that phone so we can know where she's at. Amen. To come on in and give us a welcome. Amen. Thanks to God. I just thank God. I'm telling you, my God, regardless of what this pandemic may look like and it may bring to you, I'm telling you, if you walk with God, God will always show you where the blessings is at. He'll always show you how to set things up. He'll always tell you and teach you how to do things. Amen. Don't listen to all that stuff when people say, well, this is going to happen, but they cannot give you the details how it can manifest. I need the details. Amen. Because you may not show when I want them. But guess what? He always on time. God bless you, Mother OG.
Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, our very beautiful queen of the house, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome our international visitors, United States, local. We want you to sit back, relax, and get ready for a rhema word from God. God bless you, and thank you. Back in your hands, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother AOG. Amen. My God Almighty, we give God the praise. I'm telling you, Rita may do at night, but joy coming in the morning. I just got a theory. Amen. I ain't worrying about them nighttime. I just need the morning time to outlast the nighttime. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, that's what I'm looking for in my life. Amen. We're going to get a little night here and there, but I need that morning time to outlast that night. Amen. Because joy is comes in the morning. I like the sound of that first lady. I had a little preacher voice. You know how you did so much to talking and yeah, with all that going on, and you hear that joy. Well, I got news to tell you, that joy comes in the morning, amen. And I declare and decree this morning that your, my God, your nighttime just ran out, and you are entering into your morning. I declare and decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost that it is so, that joy is already here, and it is your morning time. You gotta shout, daughter. You gotta shout, son. You better give God the praise. You better give God a hallelujah. Amen. Let's get ready to go. God, go into our prayer before we even start our broadcast. Amen. I'm telling you, I got something to bless your soul. It blessed my soul. Amen. And I'm going to show you how. Because one of the things, my God Almighty, I don't take people around me for granted. Amen. And I don't take certain conversations around me, my God, for granted. I have my spirit open to things, to hear things, no matter who's talking. My God Almighty, I got something to share with you. Amen. Going to bless your heart, my God. Let me bring on our prayer for the hour, Evangelist Elect. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice this beautiful morning. We just going into prayer, just thanking God for life on this morning, because some of us did not make it. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Father, on one accord, Father God, with one assignment, Lord Jesus, and that is to allow the Holy Spirit, Father God, to penetrate the minds, the hearts, and the souls, Father God, of the saints, Lord Jesus. We ask your Holy Spirit, Father God, to release power, Father God, release a fresh anointing this morning, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, commend broken hearts this morning, Father God, to provide strength, Lord Jesus, to those that are weak, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Father God, to have your way, Lord Jesus, to continue, Father God, to pour your joy, your peace, your love, your happiness, Lord Jesus, onto this line this morning, Father God. Let it resonate, Father God. Let it travel from here to abroad, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just ask your love, Lord Jesus, to continuously just keep flowing, Father God, and fill us up, Lord Jesus, when we feel like that you're not there enough, Lord Jesus. We ask your presence, Father God, to just hold us, Father God, and bring us close to your bosom, Lord Jesus. And Father God, as the word come forth today, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to receive it with open minds, open hearts, and not just receive it, but to apply it, Father God. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Father God, those that may be in a state of confusion, Father God, right now, Father, fix it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that the word that go forth today, Father God, will bless many, Father God, that no one will be left in a state of unknowing, Father God. The word will bring understanding, Father God, clarity, Father God, to what you want, Father God, not what we want, Father God. So, Lord, as we go on, Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to have your way, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to clear everything, Father God, any vain imagination, in the name of Jesus, they set aside any mass confusion, chaos, it is set aside. And we come to you right now, Father, with a total surrender, Lord Jesus, to receive what you and only you have for us, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to continue to pour into this man of God, Father God. Continue, Lord Jesus, to build him up, Father God. And Lord, as you build in him, Father God, let him be in a place, Jesus, that he continues to share, Father God, what you have provided for him, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless his family, Lord Jesus. Allow them, Father God, to remain in the overflow, Father God. And we just thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor, Father God, as we exalt thee, Father God, because we know, Lord Jesus, that you are our everything, Father God. You are our master. You are our savior. You are our healer. You are our deliverer, Father God. So with you, Father God, you are everything, Lord Jesus. So it makes us everything as well, Father God. So as we go, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord Jesus, and fill our cup, Father God, to the place, Lord Jesus, we will never, ever, and again be in a drought season, Lord Jesus. I speak life to the dry bones this morning in the name of Jesus. Whatever the dry bones is this morning in your life right now, we decree and declare life into whatever your situation is. And we thank you all over this world for being a part of God's feeding on this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I daily just go ahead and declare and decree. Many of you, I daily just take the time and just give God the praise and give God the worship. Some of you, you just need to take a minute, amen, and reflect back on your life. I know the things is not where it needs to be, and I know certain things in your life probably be a little aggravating to you, amen, because you know it should be better. But one thing I want you to do is just reflect how good God is. Amen. I just want you to reflect and give him thanks. Amen. For what you do have coming in. I want you to give him thanks. Amen. Even the things that you have in your pantry. The things that it is in your life. Amen. I want you to go ahead and give God the thanks for that. Give God thanks for what you already have. I dare you to just go ahead and declaim the decree. Eventually said something powerful in her prayer that the drought is over. I prophesied that on the ushering of the Holy Ghost as she was being led to say a couple of things, my God Almighty, that it is over. I prophesied it this morning that the drought is in your life. It is over. The drought is in your life. It is over. I'm going to say that again. The drought is in your life. It is over. Can I say that again? That the drought is in your life. That it is over. Let me give you a revelation just for a second. Turn this music off for a minute because I feel the unction to go ahead and push and go ahead and teach you and go ahead and give you what thus says the Lord. The drought is in your life. It's over. Understand that. The drought is in your life. It's over. Pastor, why you keep repeating that? Well, let me just give you a little nugget. This is your appetizer just for a second before we even must push you the main course. And I want to let someone know the drought in your life is made is over. Why? Because at the watch this. Why? Because even the Bible tells you about demonic spirits sent to dry places. I want you to understand that. Sent to dry places. Even my God Almighty, we begin to prophesy and we tell demonic stuff to go to where dry places. Amen. It's not till recently to I tapped into the revelation of it about the enemy getting sunk to the dry places, amen. Other word, places of drought, amen. Understand this, we cannot kill the devil. We cannot kill the demon. They move on and go on to other places. They move on. The Bible declares in the book of Job where the Bible, well, God began to, the narrator began to express how God asked the Satan, where is thou? And Satan says, I'm walking to and forth upon this earth. Amen. My God, it began to declare. But the Bible began to declare how Jesus, on what great miracle, casting out spirit. The Bible must tell us that I give you the power to cast out, my God, Almighty, spirits and different things. We don't have that power to kill demonic forces. They already have their death sentence at the end of the world. The Bible began to declare, and also in the book of Revelation, how hell in itself will be thrown in the lake of wet, the lake of fire. That is the day of doomation. That is the day of the enemy destruction. So why is it something about the drought? Amen. Why is it something about the drought? Let me help you. Number one, the drought is a place to where they don't find rest. They be antagonized. And that is also a place where they love to be. They could survive in the drought, trust me, amen, but they cannot survive in the water. How do you know that, Pastor? Well, do you remember the text in the story when Jesus went to cast out, the disciples were trying to cast out this spirit, and Jesus walked upon them, and the disciples looked at Jesus and said, Jesus, Lord, Lord, what are we doing wrong? What's going on? And Jesus looked at them and said, these kind come out by fasting and praying. And the Bible declares how the enemy began to talk to Jesus and let him know that, hey, it's not our time. Other words, it's not our time to be destroyed. It's not our time to be killed. And at that point in time, it wasn't no deserts around them. It wasn't a place around them. So they looked at a group of peers. They said, can you cast us in the swine? And Jesus granted their decision to cast them into the swine. Didn't the Bible tell us how the swine ran into this river? And when the swine ran into that river, the swine did what? They drowned it. So, other words, a devil cannot swim. Amen. A devil cannot survive survive in the water that is coming in your life. I declare and decree this morning that the water, my God Almighty, the latter rain, my God Almighty, that is falling in your life, it's going to drown everything. The prosperity, it's going to drown everything. That you're healing, it's going to drown everything that is in your life. The enemy cannot swim, but he want to dwell and walk around, my God, furious and aggravated in a dry season. So therefore, your season of dryness, it is over. I wish I had my 10 of y'all ADM family will give me a shout of amen this morning, because your drought season is over. Your drought season is over. Your dry time is over. Your dry happiness, it is over. Your dry joy, it is over, because that same devil was trying to take it away. He cannot survive, my God Almighty. The Bible didn't say that the pigs or the swine was able to swim. They was able to hold up in the water. It said it was, my God, they drowned it. I'm telling you right now, and I declare and decree that everything that is in your life, my God Almighty, that is not of God, not the promise of God, not the will of God, is going to drown in the name of Jesus, because it cannot hold up upon the Holy Ghost water. It cannot hold up upon the rain that is in your life. I prophesize it in all over America, internationally. Let me tell you, everything that is in your life that is not of God, the flood, the latter rain, finna come in, flood it. And if it's not of God, it's not gonna be able to float. I declare that and decree it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God Almighty. That was just an appetizer right now. I give you the minute. Turn your front TVs off and just go ahead and shout praise. Can my God, 15 of you, 20 of you, matter of fact, 1,500 of you that is tuned in all over the world, I just want you to stop and give God a praise in the midst of this pandemic, in this midst, my God Almighty, of 2020, right about now. Regardless of what's going on in the world, you need to tell, my God, your situation, the rain is already here. You need to tell your circumstances that the rain is already here. You need to tell your financial bank account that the rain is already here. It might not make no difference to them, but they just don't realize, like Noah had to put out a command, the rain is coming, and if you're not of God, you're going to be what? Drowned. So all you demons, you're going to, my God, can I talk to somebody right here? All your haters, they're going to drown. All your enemies, it's going to drown. All the things that is not of God, it's going to do what? It's going to do what? Drown. Everything that it wasn't of God back in Noah's time, it did what? It drowned. Everything that was of God, that was a blessing for God, even the 2x2 of the animals, even Noah and his family, they did what? They floated. Because nothing that is not of God, it can be able to float. Oh my God Almighty, that's a word all by itself. First lady, I could stay right there all day. Nothing in your life, nothing in your home, nothing coming your way, nothing in your direction. I don't care if it look like a big stumbling block. I don't care if it look like a big brick. I don't care if it look like you can't handle it. I don't care you don't look, if it look like you don't know what to do. Can I tell somebody this morning? Matter of fact, let me talk to my Asian brother and sister. I hope you got your translation on, amen. It's not gonna work. I can care less what typhoon might come your way, what earthquake might come your way, because at the end of the day, if a shaking comes in your life, everything wasn't built on a solid foundation. It's gonna be shook loose. I dare you, my God, international brothers and sisters, you need to give God a praise, because when a shaking come in your life, you still standing. When the shaking came in your life, you did not break. When the shaking came in your life, your foundation, your building, your structure, it stayed upright. I'm not leaning side to side. I'm not leaning backwards and forward. I'm still up like a solid foundation. Oh, I forgot, my God, I'm in my living room. I thought I was in a building Sunday morning. Hallelujah. My God, I tell you, somebody, just go ahead and give God a praise, because at the end of the day, the enemy cannot survive, my God Almighty, in the outpouring that is going to happen on your life. Some of you is already started. The enemy cannot survive, my God Almighty, in your time. While the enemy trying to walk behind you, like the Bible declares in the book of Job, that Satan walking to and forth the earth, I'm too busy swimming. I'm too busy riding on a boat. You cannot, other words, the enemy or your hate cannot go where God's going to take you. I'm going to say that again, because somebody ain't giving us a hallelujah this morning. The enemy, my God Almighty, the enemy cannot go where God's going to get ready to take you, because he don't have a boat. He don't possess jet skis. He don't possess a water, my God Almighty, a water ski. He don't possess anything. And now understand this. I'm not talking about your enemies or people opinion against you, but I'm talking about the enemy of poverty. I'm talking about the enemy, my God, y'all hear me this morning. I'm talking about the enemy of unhappiness, the enemy of restlessness, the enemy of stress, the enemy, my God Almighty, of lack, the enemy of depression, the enemy of high blood pressure, the enemy of cancer. I'm talking about somebody this morning, the enemy of sugar diabetes. I'm talking about somebody this morning that facing these enemies that in your life are there. Somebody this morning that open up your mouth in your living room. I can care less if you're knocking off on your job, and give God a praise, because the enemy that you seen on yesterday, the enemy, my God, gonna try to find you today. But God don't took you up in the ocean. You are up in the water, and the enemy cannot swim according to the Bible what he trying to do. Hallelujah. I gotta go. I'm almost done, y'all. This for the ending, this for the closing. My God, let me settle down for a second. Hallelujah. My God, I got to give God a praise for a minute. Y'all just excuse me just for a second. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, because of the enemy that been trying, my God Almighty, to be on our tail. The enemy that comes from mouth out of people, word curses, my God, witchery and different things, my God, that will try to transpire on your life, try to pre, my God, set your destiny, try to pre-detour the purpose that God has for you, trying to make you conform, my God, to its ideology, to its decision, until it's, my God Almighty, demonized, which, my God, witchery, my God, foretelling, my God, as a psychic or as a witch doctor. I'm here to tell you all this morning that is listening on the sound of our voice, my God Almighty, and you can tell yourself in a mirror, the enemy probably tried it, but it ain't gonna work. Can I tell somebody this morning, whatever the enemy tried, it's not gonna work. You tried to use people, it's not going to work. You try to use somebody else's words, but it's not going to work, because it don't have, my God Almighty, enough substance to arise above the storm. Hallelujah. I got to go. My God Almighty, this bald-headed man got to go for a minute. I'm telling you, it ain't going to rise. My God, so stop. Can I tell somebody for a moment? I'm trying to get to the word. I want you to stop putting your anchor down in it everywhere, because that's what you're doing. You stay afloat, baby. You don't have to set your anchor down in everywhere, because not every spot that looks good is a good spot. You just believe it's a matter of time. You keep floating on. You keep being on. You keep keeping on. You keep pressing on. You keep pushing on. You keep going on your way, because not everything that is look good is good. I'm not dropping my anchor down in and everywhere. I heard the songwriter say there's a storm out way over the ocean, amen. And the songwriter began to say, my God, you better be anchored in the Lord. I declare and decree this morning that many of you don't put your anchor down in depression. You don't put your anchor down in worryation. You don't put your anchor down in poverty. You don't put your anchor down in lack. I declare by the unction of the Holy Ghost, you picking up your anchor in the name of Jesus, and you're going to cross over, my God Almighty, over the Jordan River. You're going to go upstream and put your anchor down in the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Can I talk to somebody this morning? Hallelujah. That was just a happy time, but I'm finna get ready to go for a second. My God Almighty, I want to tell somebody, listen, my God, you are entering, you already in your double season. My God, I had a talk, my God, with someone yesterday, and sometimes, my God, a lot of times, my spirit been tuned to different things that comes out of people's mouth. Some things I don't react, and I just go kosher with the normal conversation. I go kosher with the talk. Amen. But a lot of times God begin to reflect on me, my God, because he be trying to set something up. I thank God because it was a blessing time on yesterday, and thank God everything else. But as I know that today, we still got our first assignment to do, regardless of what God do in my life or what he bless people around us or how he bless it or how tired we be. But we still got a job to do, and our first job is the Lord, and our first job is the Lord's call. And our first job, my God Almighty, is be true to the kingdom of God and be true to the gospel. I want to talk to somebody this morning. Sometimes God be trying to tell each and every one of you, you already in your blessed season, but because we are not grounded properly in the word of God, we will miss the season that we're in, and we'll keep operating on the things that is on the old. I declare and decree this morning that your operation is going to change. You're going to reexamine your spiritual structure. You're going to reexamine the things that you do, and it's going to begin to change, because I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, because you smarter now, you wiser now. Not only that, God don't place you in another level in your life. Somebody this morning need to say another level, another level, another up, another up. Well, in the Bible, it begins to tell me, 1 Corinthians 9:12. I want to read this to you real slow. And it says right here, it says in the Bible, matter of fact, I need to go up one. My God, 9:11, my God, 9:11, 1 Corinthians. It says, if we have sown spiritual seed among you, either way, either you could be you, that you could be somebody else, that you could be a friend, that you could be a neighbor. It says, if anyone sowed spiritual seeds among you, what is the spiritual seeds? Well, let me help you for a second. My God, I know Pastor Nehem are listening by the Lord, but I'm not able to go over there where they at, but I can send prayers. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Well, I'm able to help, Pastor, but I'm not looking for nothing, because I want to be a blessing to you. I'm able to go over there still by my family member, but I might not have no money to give to that situation, so I want to bless them. I want to bless you spiritually. I might not have something naturally, but I want to do what? I want to bless you. I want to sow these seeds in your life by just showing up. I want to sow these seeds in your life about just coming to the table. For the Bible declares, if we have sown spiritual seed among you, now watch this, and it begin to declare, is it too much? Is it too much? I like that, y'all. I got to say that again. Is it too much? My God Almighty, that sounds like I'm making a plea. That sounds like I'm being sarcastic. That sounds like I'm making a demand, but I'm just doing on a nice, nasty side. Is it too much? If we reap, watch this, if we reap a material harvest, for, oh, Jesus, from you. The Bible says from you. It says, is it too much for we can reap a material harvest? See, sometimes somebody need to say, Pastor, that's the first blessing. Well, let me tell you, that's the first blessing of your double season. Many of you, so other words, I don't go looking for nothing. You don't go looking for nothing. You just been a blessing to a lot of people. You just want to be there for you. See, you thought you was being used. Many of you thought that, my God Almighty. But God said, no, I was just setting you up to sow a spiritual seed. Because now you might as well get ready for a natural seed. Amen. Do you understand that your heart can be in the right place and you're doing things out of countenance of your heart? Then God turn around and bless you material. Y'all about to hear me up in here. My God Almighty. The first seed, I already sowed it in the spirit realm. The second seed, God say, is it too much that I can be blessed material? I just got to pause right there because I had to scream within myself. How many of us? I'm going to tell you why. Just give me a second. I got to expound on this because I'm talking about myself. I'm really talking to myself as well because God had to talk to me, my God, this morning and last night. How many of us turned down our double season? And we just got blessed in the midst of double season one time because we ain't looking for nothing. And we decide to turn it down. We decide to say thank you. No, don't worry about it. We just turned it down. I want our blessing, that God blessing us in the natural for our double season because all we was doing just sowing a seed spiritually. Do you believe, can I talk to some blessed people this morning? Do you believe that your life is so blessed the moment you begin to do something and you ain't looking for nothing instantaneously? God turn around and bless you that same old day. He'll turn around and bless you that same old hour. But because we allow the teaching that I'm trying to do something out of goodness in my heart, I don't turn down my first double blessing. I declare and decree. I got to talk to Pastor for a second, y'all, because I had a problem in this area. I got delivered this morning, y'all. I declare and decree that anything that is sold into my life, I'm not going to turn it down. I declare and decree I'm not going to push it away, even though, my God Almighty, God already knew my heart. So therefore, suddenly, a blessing that came in your life, suddenly, a blessing that came from who? The Bible did not say from God. It did not say from heaven. It did not say from the Holy Spirit. It says, if we reap a material harvest from you, it's talking about people. Can I pause for a second? Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm just hollering right now. It's talking about people. How many of us don't pass up our first blessing because we don't sow in labor? We don't pray and say, no, nah, baby, I don't want nothing. I was just doing it for you. My God, I told y'all I had a talk with somebody yesterday, and that person, my God, God was speaking and telling me something, my God, because God already know I was coming back to him late that night, like I always do, and said, God, I'm tired. What are you going to give me? Give me a word for the people. I don't want to give my flesh or something throw out there to the people because you know we don't operate like that. I don't want to use, my God, me being tired. You blessing us all week. You don't bless us on yesterday. We're very busy. My God, I can't use that excuse because at the end of the day, I walk away from everything because my first love is you. I walk away from everything because the first people I got to serve is in the kingdom. I walk away from everything because if you don't give me what I need and I got to give it with flesh, I cancel the service, my God, this morning. I won't get on the air because God, my God, we need you in this day and hour, flesh. Folks don't need my theory. Folks don't need my fake prophecies. But folks need you in the name of Jesus. They don't need no emotion stimulation. They need you. So God already set the stage. My God Almighty, for what he was already doing. You got to understand some conversation is just there to plant a seed inside of you. It wasn't there for you to try to sound to somebody else. Sometimes God want to plant a seed inside of you to grow you. I had a problem in this area until this morning. I just realized, my God, after God talked to me, my God, last night in this morning in the Holy Ghost and get the Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians 9. Now I begin to see, if we have sown spiritual seeds among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? Who said that it was carnal to have material things? Who said, baby, I'm not gonna mess up my blessings anymore because we don't labor, don't praise you out of this? And now God said, I want to give you. Let me keep reading, because some of you say, well, Pastor, I'm not so yet. Well, I'm gonna help you out. Then the Bible begin to say, watch this, in the 12th verse, my God, 1 Corinthians 9:12. If others have this right of supporting from you, if others have this right of supporting from you. So in other words, others is being, my God, blessed because of what you are giving up in the whole. Y'all about to understand. I'm not naive to the fact to understand that, Pastor, and what we all had in the family, my God, Almighty ADM, my God, different parts, that we were successful on yesterday just because our ability. No, baby. It was some people wasn't there but was praying for us. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Don't you walk with your chest posted out or poked out and boasting like you had it going on. Baby, you best to believe that God has somebody praying for you. God has somebody. Just the way somebody is trying to speak down on you in the midst behind that closed door, saying it's not going to work. They ain't going to make it. Why is it us church folks? We'll talk more about that other than people that is still behind closed door and they prophesizing it's going to work, devil. They going to be blessed, devil. God going to do it for them. I declare and decree that it's going to happen. Oh, Jesus. I got to go. What's my time, first? I got to go. And the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 9:12, it says, watch this. If others have this right of supporting for you. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't read it right. I read it in my high voice. Let me read it in my better voice. If others have this right of supporting, yes, sir, from you, and the Bible begin to cleanse, shouldn't we have it all the more? So what God is saying, boy, that's a right that you have. You have a right to receive. You have a right to walk in your blessings. People have a right to sow in your life. Oh, Jesus. Somebody have a right to say they ain't giving you something out of goodness of their heart because they want to feel sorry for your situation. Baby, you're walking blessing. You're walking blessing, brother. You're walking blessing, sister. My God Almighty. My God, watch this. If something happens when you get a mix around blessing folks, it's a currency shift. It's a current shift begin to current. It's a current currency begin to happen. You be a blessing to me, I'm being a blessing to you. It's a blessing going over here and it's a blessing going over here. Then it circle back around back to a blessing to you because the Bible says it. My God Almighty, I sold in the spirit and said, if others have this right of supporting from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? Other words, to be blessed. Watch this. But we did not use this right. It was talking to me, y'all. I know it was talking to some of you because I didn't, y'all already know. Pastor didn't always use that right. Folks that say, Pastor, I just want to be a blessing to you. You've been praying for us. You've been standing in their gap. And they just wanted, my God, can y'all let me get delivered? My God. And Pastor say, no, baby, we don't want nothing. First Lady too. My God, all of us. My whole house is going to get delivered. Amen. Only people don't need that deliverance is my dog, because they'll take anything. So, hey, my God, I'm mighty. And we say, no, don't worry. My God, we're turning down our own blessing. We are messing up the currency of flow. What the flow supposed to come back to you. It comes to me and come back to you. This ain't nothing but the first level of blessing. This ain't even happen into the dimensions of blessing. This just happened in something that is due to me. This is something that is orchestrated by the Holy Ghost, a law that is set up. We just have not reached the kingdom blessings yet. Oh, God. Then the Bible says, watch this. It says, but we did not use this right. Watch this. It says, on the contrary, we put up anything rather than, my God Almighty, hindering the gospel of Christ. Watch this. Then it says in 13, it says, don't you know that those who, my God, serve in the temple get their food from the temple? And it says, and those who serve at the altar shares in what is offered on the altar. Oh, no, Jesus. If I'm serving in the house of God, my food is coming. Let me leave that alone. That's not even that. Let me get to the kingdom part. And the Bible says in the 14th, it says, in the same way, the Lord, oh my God, it ain't a small L, it's a capital L. So we know we're talking about the big man upstairs. Amen. My God, I'm sorry, Notorious B.I.G. My God, he wasn't talking about I love it when you call him Big Papa. He's talking about God talking about I love it when you call me Big Papa. Y'all hear me? And I just throw my hands up in the air and worship just like I don't care. That was for somebody right there. It says, in the same way, the Lord has commanded that those, watch this, y'all, in the same way, that the Lord has commanded this kingdom blessings here now, y'all. This is the gospel blessing here now. We're going to live by the gospel. I told you all that the gospel here to take care of you, take care of us. We ain't here to take care of the gospel. It says the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel shall receive their life or their living from the gospel. Oh, y'all, that's the Bible. I just read, my goodness. Can I tell somebody before I get off this air and just hollering and thanking God for everybody that stood on the wall, for everybody, my God almighty, didn't throw in the towel. You hold God to his word. You hold God to his promise. You kept believing. You kept declaring. I want to tell you, you finna get ready to go into a season that you're going to realize that God been blessing you. You're going into a season that the gospel finna get ready to turn in the turn, my God almighty, and bless you fully. Not saying that you wasn't in it, but because our eyes was closed, we thought we was doing something good, but we was messing up the rotation of the blessing. God says, suddenly, is there anybody this morning is in their suddenly season? Is in their season because you've been reminding God of his word. Baby, you better to get up and call yourself blessed. You better get up if you got to preach the gospel to yourself. If you got to say the Lord is my shepherd, to myself, because I'm going to reap in the gospel. Can I tell all the eavesdropping haters, it's not about what you say. It's not about what you hear. It's not about what you see. If God says, long as I walk by faith and not by sight and walk in the gospel, we gonna be blessed. We don't need to hide behind our business. We are hiding into the things of God. We thank God that he's been a blessing to us. We thank God that he found an avenue to bless his people. I declare and decree, not only for some, but for all others, not only you're gonna be successful, but you're going to walk with success in the name of Jesus. It's going to be so. Somebody this morning need to give God a praise. I got to go, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, if we have sown spiritually, 1 Corinthians 9 and 11, please go over it yourself. If we have sown spiritually seeds among you, is it too much if we could reap a material harvest from you? Meaning you are saying like, Pastor, I don't know what we've done to deserve this. Maybe your heart was in the right place. You sowed some good seeds. It was like I tell you all these people that talk about money, all this stuff, it's not all about money. You see it right here in the Bible. If we have sown spiritual seeds, then say your $10 or your $20 among you, is it too much if we reap a material? It's very specific what it was saying. The Bible says food and drink in some translation. But in this translation, it says material harvest. It didn't say from the Lord. It says from you. Come on, somebody. And the Bible declares in the 14th verse, it says, in the same way the Lord has commanded, it was a commandment by God, that those who preach the gospel, preaching the gospel is not all times the words come out of your mouth. Preaching the gospel is the life that you live. Will speak or preach for itself. If you say you ain't worrying about the haters, live your life like you ain't worrying about them. If you say that this infirmity or this sickness ain't going to take my life, live your life like it ain't going to take your life. If you're going to say joy comes in the morning, I'm in my morning season, baby, what you looking down on the ground for? You walk with joy. Live the Bible because it will speak for. And the Bible says that those who preach the gospel shall receive their living from the gospel. This is where financial security comes from. This is spiritual financial security. It's not in the people's decision. And it's not that job. Because the job can lay me off. But God got another financial source somewhere. Because I live my life from the gospel, so I receive from the gospel. Y'all ain't hear me this morning. I receive from the gospel. So it ain't the decision of men. It's the decision of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just wish somebody would understand that. I wish you understand that. I wish you allow the water in your life rise you above the storm. The storm doesn't, watch this. Everything that is heavy, my God, will drown. But long as you light, long as you're in the hands of God, as the water level in the midst of the storm rise up, you rise up with it. You rise up with it. The boat rise up. Nor art then sink, nor art did what? Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. I declare this morning and decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you're going to rise up. Arise, saints of God. Arise, peoples of God. Arise out of your thought process. Arise out of the things that you see. Arise out of your circumstances. Arise out of your mentality. Arise into a greater place. Arise. God calls you today, all over the world, in the United Kingdom, Norway, Jamaica, Asia, South Africa. It doesn't matter. Canada. He calls you to arise. I declare and decree. Arise, saints of God. Arise. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that you arise. Arise out of that sickness. I could declare and decree. Arise out of that financial struggle. Arise out of that depression. You arise, I declare. Hallelujah. And I declare it in the crypt. In Jesus' name. Because of you, many of you bombarded heaven on our behalf. Many of you sowed seeds, especially on yesterday on our behalf. Understand that blessings is because the scriptures have said it. And it doesn't have anything to do with on us yesterday. Because you don't sow it in somebody else's life. You don't sow what you could sow. And you gave your best. You gave the qualities. You don't give to someone. And you looking for the return. Return, the Bible says, the return comes for you. It doesn't matter who the you is. It doesn't matter where do you come from. Understand this. Don't mess up the currency that God is doing with you. Trust me, you all have been delivering. God delivered me this morning because of a conversation somebody planted seed in me. And it sprouted up instantly because I recognized that it was a good seed. So I, don't y'all send nothing, Pastor Wade, think I'm going to say, no, baby, don't worry about it. Pastor, take it. Because I cannot mess up the currency, regardless of how difficult it may be. I know some of you don't want things in return, especially when you do blessings or something. No, you're going to mess up the currency. you're going to mess up your first level of blessing. Don't mess it up. Because another level of blessing is what? You're going to receive. Another level of blessings comes from where else? Not only are you receiving, but the gospel finna take care of you. Not only the gospel finna take care of you, you're going to be reaping the things that you sow. Not only are you going to be reaping the things that you sow, now you got a couple blessings that is falling over your life. Your life is running over. That's the overflow cup in the name of Jesus. Saints of God, I thank you. I thank you for listening to this moment to Pastor Hoop and Harlem, my God. But when it's good, it's just good. First Lady got an announcement, and I'm going to get off of this thing. And we just thank God, because at the end of the day, many of you probably feel as though that I just doing things out of goodness of my heart. I don't want to know. Baby, that's that suddenly blessing. We know people, and people are very clear that they don't have to do this because you are very clear about your stance. But that suddenly blessing, don't curse it no more in your life. That suddenly blessing, don't turn it down no more in your life. All we can just say, thank you. That's it. Because I want to keep that currency going, that it'll fall back in my life. Hallelujah. Y'all just give God the glory. As First Lady comes, we're going to bless the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, ADN. What a word, what a word. Sometimes I hate to come behind such a rich word because I don't want to I want it to resonate in your spirit because it definitely is life-changing. And I just have two things that I want to say, then I'm going to quickly get out the way. ADM has partnered with my nieces. We have partnered with a couple of organizations this year because we're doing things differently because we're in a pandemic. But we still want to make sure that we are a blessing to the families who are in need for this holiday. We thank you all for being obedient with your entries for the Thanksgiving basket. We will extend it until tomorrow just because I believe that it might be one or two more families that were left behind. So go ahead and send a text. Remember, those text messages only goes to Apostle Myself's phone. So it is okay for you to send any type of text message that you want to get to us because it comes directly to us, and everybody cannot see what you're texting. The baskets will be distributed the week of the 16th. So, again, we are extending it up until tomorrow. So please go ahead and just send your name. And then later on, as we continue to compile the list, the families, we will later on ask for your address because the food will be delivered for some, and some you will pick up at our main headquarters in Decatur. So the details are forthcoming. So we just want to make sure that you all are aware that we have extended it until tomorrow. We did say Friday, but we realize there's so much going on a daily basis. And we want to just make sure that you all have enough time. So, again, tomorrow is the deadline, and we appreciate those that already have come up and let us know that you want to be on the list. We have two more days until election, and we want to make sure that you all know that the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, also known as NACA, they offer a lot of housing programs for African Americans specifically. They have partnered partnered with the community so that they can offer transportation to the polls. So if you are in need of transportation on Tuesday, just reach out to us and we'll send you the number and try to get that done within the next day so that I can send that number out so that you can reserve your appointment so they can come and pick you up to take you to the polls. It's very important that we exercise our right to vote and want to make sure that we have no excuse. I understand that so many of us have already
took advantage of early voting. But November the 3rd is vastly approaching. If you have not done so, don't worry about it, because you can go on Tuesday and exercise your right. And if you need a ride, we have so many resources available. Like I said, NACA is one of the partner and agencies that have taken a stand and decided that they were going to make sure that they have provided transportation for everyone in Metro Atlanta and surrounding areas. Again, this Christmas, ADM has partnered with the Progress Report. The Progress Report is a media brand, and they are willing to sponsor our families, and we're so excited about that. So if you and your family want to be sponsored for Christmas, it is so simple. The only thing that you have to do is text to our thread your child's name and their age, and just a short video, a 2-minute video on what progress means to you. And you can take that and you can risk any way you want. There's no right or wrong answers, but that's their requirement. Again, ADM and the Progress Report, they are partnering together to make sure that our families are well taken care of for Christmas. We want to try to get all of the entries in by today. It's real simple. You know if you want your family to be sponsored. So go ahead and send the names of your children, the ages, and just send a short video. You can do it from your phone, and you can send it through our app. So I'll be looking forward to getting those entries from you all. If you need some assistance, just reach out and say, hey, listen, we're interested, but I need you to slow down, or I need you to give me some more information. So, again, we just want to continue to allow you all to just bask on this word. The word was just amazing this morning, and it was just such a blessing to see how God would take every situation and turn it into a message. But we got to pay attention, and the way that we do that is just kind of clear our spirit from the distractions. There are so many distractions that come to get us discouraged, but just remember that God is so faithful, and he's going to make sure that everything that we need is handed to us. But we got to be available. We got to be open. We got to keep our spirit open to receive it. We only have 60 more days of 2020. Can you believe it? 60 more days. And God is faithful. And we just want you all to continue to stay encouraged. We're looking forward to seeing you all in the morning at 7 a.m. Last week was totally amazing. Apostle Evangelist Elect, Minister Shakrita, and all of those who took part in it did a phenomenal job. So we want to continue to have you all to just log on at 7 a.m. You need that word. You need that encouragement. Turn off some of this other stuff that get us bogged down and get something that's going to edify your soul. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And, of course, that 8 p.m. teaching on Monday, you don't want to miss that as well. I'm going to get out the way. Stay encouraged. We love you. Thank you for your support. It means so much. Turn it back over to the apostle.
Amen. We just thank God once again. Thank you, God, you know. And it's a blessing. And let's continue to move forward and move. And I just, you know, I definitely want to send a shout out and thanks, because, you know, a lot of times when things happen, and I don't try to mention names and different things like that, you know, but that person that I had a conversation with was Brother Bernard Plantin. And Brother Bernard Plantin planted a seed in me in that conversation, because certain people I get around, they are so genuine. And you could believe, certain things, I allow my spirit to be open to the conversations with certain people. And because Brother Bernard planted the seed in me, because of the exchange of conversation we had, it brought forth God to say, son, I was setting you up to deliver that message today, and you need to get delivered from that as well, for you sowing in blessings. And you just, you don't want to, you know, because you're doing things genuine for your heart, but it never was about you. And that's what the Lord was telling Pastor, say, Pastor, it never was about you. It's about the currency. And you're going to mess up the spiritual currency if you keep talking like, operating like that. So how many, then I had to take a count. How many people that Pastor messed up the currency for their flowing, for their blessing. And suddenly, blessings comes in their life. I say, Lord, I had to repent. I say, Lord, I never will do that again. Never do that again. I want to tell you all, you might not think you are valuable into people's lives. Many of you will never know the value that you are in people's lives. And it's not about the, you know, like, I need to go out and do all this. No, it's just you being genuine. People, genuine people will value genuine things that comes from people, authentic. It will be valued. Thank God for all supporters, and most of, I thank God for people that supporting and came to support, and, you know, our family. I thank God even for the ones that pray Sunday prayers. I go down the list, the ones that sing your prayers. So, other words, what pastor is saying, well, you might not was there because, you know, you want to be there, but whatever circumstances, whatever the blessings the Lord don't flow on us, is on everyone too. It's no certain person or no certain people. I want you to keep sowing seeds in people's lives. Keep sowing seeds in your ground. Keep looking at that blessed place. I just thank God, First Lady, that God is blessing our lives and blessing other lives to where we have something to offer to our church family. We have something to offer to peoples of God. Don't let no one to discourage you. Don't even let yourself feel like you're not important because of what you have in your leaving situation or things that you don't never come to the place like you cannot share something at the table, even if your seed, somebody's seed yesterday, it got me delivered today. It ain't all about, oh, I got this DM and I rebuke you. No. Something that I have mentors been, Pastor, I need you to see this. But when you get around genuine and you know their heart is pure, I'm telling you, that would change and deliver any situation around in your life. I just pray that many of you will walk forth in your suddenly blessings. It's not something you was looking for. It's not something you was asking for. Because of the genuine, I always call it quality. Because you ready to bring quality to the table, your life has been blessed. Your life is going to keep being blessed. But don't mess up the currency that is flowing from you, through you, and around and circulating around to others, because we don't want to receive, because we're allowing our thoughts to think, like, I don't want them to think I want to use them. I don't want people to think that I don't want this. I don't want them to think that this is what I'm here for. So I got to allow my no to really stretch out and mean it. But it's not like that. I had to realize that this morning, y'all. It's not like that. It's not like what people don't have. It's not like that. It's like it's a currency. In order to keep being blessed, I got to keep planning. And I really just sowing genuine people and genuine people sowing us, because the Bible put it very clearly. If I sow in the temple, I receive from the temple. If I sow at the altar, I receive whatever offerings that come, whatever offering that comes at the offer. It was making a point. It was making a point. Because the altar is a place where you don't know what people will leave there. An altar is a place where people empty out. A temple is a place where house God and the house the worship of God. A house the place of God. Many places in the Bible where God says, build my temple. Jesus, keep my temple holy. That's the place of holiness and pure. So I will see, so in the temple I will receive. But the one about that gospel, the Lord commanded, long as I preach the gospel, keep walking in the gospel, tell the walk in the truth of the gospel, this how I know that our life is in, will be blessed. And keep moving in the things of God. And it doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people say. Let folks curse their own life. You keep walking in the things of God. Keep walking in the gospel of God. Let people put their mouth on you. So what? You keep living upright in a blessing life. Because the Bible declares, I love that, First Lady, I shall receive from the gospel. And the reason why I love that, the Bible, then the gospel don't speak of you're going to receive good all the time. It also speaks of you can bring a curse on your life. So whatever you're receiving is, let's receive the goodness of God. Saints, I got to go now. My God, this is good food for my soul. Bless you all. Bless you, family. Hard work, everyone. Bless all you all. Thanks for the prayers, everything. It was such a success that we had to shut our kitchen down. Lord have mercy. We just thank God for all of you all, and we bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.